about the immunity deals for two top Hillary Clinton aides, former Clinton chief of staff Cheryl Mills and ex-campaign staffer Heather Samuelson, were granted immunity in the FBI's Clinton email server investigation. And sources tell Fox News that part of that deal included the destruction of laptops. Fox News chief intelligence correspondent Catherine Herridge is here. So, Catherine, what's this all about?
Well, a letter was obtained by us today, and it was sent by the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. That's the committee that had the hearing last week with FBI Director Comey. And this letter went to the attorney general and said, we've now reviewed these deals, and what we see is that there are two side agreements, one for Mills and one for Samuelson. They are very important figures because they're the ones who sorted the emails and determined what should be kept and what could be destroyed. And part of the deal was that the FBI could get access to these laptops. But Mills and Samuelson got immunity for obstructing justice and a guarantee
that immunity from obstruction of justice.
Correct. Sorry, pardon me, from that. And then also that after the FBI had searched the laptops, that they would destroy them.
What now? These were their laptops, right?
That's correct,
right.
Can
you think of a legitimate reason for destroying the laptops?
Well, I spoke with two different national security defense attorneys today. One said to me that the thing that puzzles them so much is that once classified information was on those computers, a government record, it automatically became government property. And he didn't understand why they had to strike a deal when they should have been able to seize the computer because it had government property. The other attorney said to me that when you have...
It wasn't as if they would have been taken away from them and they would have lost their laptops. They destroyed them.
That's right. Yeah, and here's the really puzzling thing, and you're really onto the leading edge of this. There are outstanding Freedom of Information Act lawsuits and then outstanding congressional investigations. And what's so puzzling is why these laptops would be destroyed when these matters are not resolved.
I must say, Catherine, when I sat there that day when James Comey came out and gave the news conference, which was so damning in many respects of Hillary Clinton's behavior, and then announced that, you know, on agonizing balance, we decided not to prosecute, I thought, well, that sounds like he was on the up and up. The more I hear, the less it seems like it.
You know, we can't see these agreements, and I think the language would be very important, but the more we seem to know about this investigation and how it deviated from standard practice, the less people have faith, including Republicans on the Hill, that it was done in an impartial way. And in fact, Chairman Goodlatte says the evidence suggests that there was a predetermined outcome from the Justice Department that gave these deals.
Well, it looks more and more that way, doesn't it? Catherine, thank you.
You're welcome.